Absolutely. I think there's an onus on the Minister for Health, James Reilly. I was amazed to see the appointments that he made to the board, and I have no problem with any of the individuals because I simply don't know them. I've raised this in Galway at the Regional Health Forum. I've raised it at a meeting in Letterkenny General Hospital last Friday. I've raised it with government members. I've asked them to bring this to the Minister to address it, because Donegal is a huge geographical spread. We have a very successful cancer services now in Letterkenny, and we have very well qualified people working in Letterkenny General Hospital who could serve on that board. I think Donegal, 93% of our county is linked with Northern Ireland. I think the whole area of Cross Border has not been reflected enough in this report.
Are you concerned then that perhaps people who are based further down the county may not fully see the potential there, and perhaps work that is being done could be stalled or reversed indeed?
Absolutely. They won't have the same interest as someone from Donegal, and if someone from the hospital was actually very active on that board, they would know full well the benefits. They would know the potential to work closer with Altona Galvin with the Garage Cancer Care, and anything that we can do as public reps to create that awareness around that. And I think there's an onus on a government at all times to ensure the North West gets its fair share, and we deserve nothing less. I think Donegal deserves to have a few strong people in that board to ensure that we retain the core services.